Before turning to our next story, we should bear in mind the following fact. Until 1991, there was no such thing as the World Wide Web. If the word website made any sense at all, it probably had the vague ring of ducks or spiders to it. Flash forward to 2002 at the U.S. Park Service. A federal judge ruled last month that the Interior Department's website might let hackers into some Indian trust fund accounts that are the subject of litigation. So, on December 5th, Interior was ordered to disconnect from the Internet. Since then, the U.S. Geological Survey, which is part of the Interior Department, has gone back on the web, but not the National Park Service. David Barnup is spokesman for the Park Service, and Mr. Barnup, why couldn't the Department of the Interior just take in all the information relating to the Indian trust funds off every server and let the rest of your operations continue rather than shutting down everything that might permit two genius hackers in the country to get through?
I think it took the conservative approach, and I think it's actually the court that shut down the Interior site. The burden of proof is on us to prove that you cannot go through our site to get to these trust funds.
Who has been affected, actually, by this?
This time of year, our website gets close to 700,000 visitors seeking information. Probably half of those are individuals looking for information on national park sites to do vacation planning or to plan visits. The other half of those hits, for the most part, are people doing educational work at all levels, maybe third graders or fifth graders that have been asked to do a report on Yellowstone and Yosemite, or college students or professionals that are accessing the technical, natural resource, and cultural resource data that's part of our national website.
Well, what did these people do back in the Stone Age in, say, 1989?
In 1989, of course, we got a lot of phone calls about travel in the parks, and we suggested to people should go to a bookstore or a library and find any of the half dozen commercially available guides to the national parks.
Now, I've read that one group that's put out by this are environmentalists who really get a heads up on commercial activity in the parks by checking in on the website.
Yes, all of the planning documents, the general management plans and special studies that the Park Service is doing, and any updates of all of that information about the plans taking place in the parks are posted on our website, and many individuals or hundreds of thousands of people have come to use those notices on our website as the way to get the latest information on changes in the parks.
And what do you tell, by the way, those fifth graders who say, I need information from the website for the paper that I have to do on Yellowstone or on Old Faithful or Yosemite? But are you giving out excuses to their teachers and explaining that they can't access Park Service data?
No, the only specific one I've had with the teachers is a couple of Toronto, Canada college students called me the second week of December saying that they had to read two papers on the Park Service website for final exams that week and weren't able to get into the website. And once I explained to them that it was shut down under court order, they called me back and asked me to call the professor, and I called the gentleman.
You did, yes.
And explained to him that they didn't have access and to give them a reprieve of some kind on these two papers.
Now, how about the internal workings of the Park Service? Has that been disrupted, or can those of you who work there still communicate by email or be managed by your supervisors using computers?
We basically don't have access outside of the Park Service as far as the Internet, nor do we have access for emails coming inside or outside of the Park Service. There's 20,000 employees in the Park Service, and this week we are cutting paper time cards on every employee for their annual and sick leave in order to get everyone paid. Now, of course, that's how we did it from 1916 till about 1992, but in the last 10 years we've been able to do those time cards electronically, and we're going to go back and do them by hand.
For some of your younger employees, this could be a new experience.
Yes, but it's always good to have these skills in your back pocket in case someone unplugs the electricity someday.
Well, Mr. Barnup, thank you very much for talking to us today. David Barnup, who is a spokesman for the Park Service, which is an agency of the U.S. Department of the Interior.